Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that helps you achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you the tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be more authentic, more confident, more empowered, the keys to really achieving success that you always wanted in your life. So today, I want to ask you, how often does something happen or someone says something to you, and in the moment, you just don't say anything. You don't really respond. Maybe it's something that you feel like you should speak up, like in a meeting. But for whatever reason, you decide not to. However, when maybe you're driving home that night and you start replaying the situation in your head. Or you get home and you have your significant other there and you start talking to them, or you call up your best friend, or maybe you just keep it in your head on that long, but you play that situation like over and over and over again. Like, I should have said this, or I should have responded this way. Or you almost have that conversation with the person live, like over and over and over and over again. And so you finally get to, oh, this is exactly what I should say. And so then comes to tomorrow, maybe you bring it up. But maybe you don't. Maybe the conversation, those perfect words just stay in your head. You know, it's just easier to let it go rather than bring up the situation again. And it doesn't matter if it's personally or professionally. Communication is just so critical in our lives, especially those difficult conversations, those crucial conversations that you really need to have, but they're hard. And so we shy away from them. How often does this happen to you? The truth is, I would like to tell you that I am a communication expert. But the reality is, I think this is an area we all can work always on. It is so important. It is so simply important, a key to success in our lives, that you never really should be done working on your communication skills. So I'll share with you today skills that I've learned over the years, skills that I practice today, but I'll let you know I'm still a work in progress myself, because that's how important being able to have difficult conversations is. When I was researching the show today, I found an interesting statistic, and it probably would surprise you, but then when you really start to think about it, maybe it doesn't surprise you. 40% of people have put off and delayed having an important conversation for at least 6 months. Think about that, half of a year. Almost half the people that you could know, and maybe it's yourself, have put off an important conversation for over half a year. Maybe you'll never have it at all. We need to have those conversations. I have to admit that when I have put myself out there and had that crucial, important conversation, very, very seldom is the reaction in the end. No matter how hard it is, I wish I wouldn't have said anything. I don't find myself saying that. I'm not saying never, because sometimes you really don't go the way you want. But for the most part, whoo, it's a relief. At least then you start the ball rolling and some things can actually be improved. But if you don't actually have the conversation, nothing can change, nothing can be improved. It just kind of goes in a circle and circle. So that's what I want to talk about today. How can you have that difficult conversation? How can you prepare for those crucial conversations that you need to have in your life? An interesting quote by Thomas Leonard is, "All problems exist in the absence of good conversation. Think about that. All problems exist in the absence of good communication. If you can have good communication, then problems have a chance to be solved. It doesn't magically make them go away. I'm not pretending it does, but it at least gives you a chance to solve the problem. And it doesn't matter what kind of conversation we want to talk about. We can be talking about, you know, a manager needing to have a difficult conversation with an employee. They're not performing. We can be talking about an employee wanting to talk to their manager about a raise or a promotion. Maybe you want to tell a friend that they hurt you or that something that they did made you feel uncomfortable. Do you need to have a conversation with your child about bad grades? Or maybe it's a difficult conversation with your neighbor that they are parking in a place so you can't get out of your driveway or they're playing their music too loud. Maybe it's as simple as a stranger taking your spot on the bus. There are all kinds of conversations that we can have in our life. Many of them we need to be having, but they're difficult. They're hard. To have those conversations, you do have to make yourself vulnerable. And that is not easy. I realize that. But if you can start having those conversations, it opens up the key to living a full life, a full successful life. So as we go through these kind of skills and techniques that you can try to put into your life, there's around conversations, a couple of things I want you to think about. The first one is showing up imperfectly is better than not showing up at all. Showing up imperfectly is better than not showing up at all. So even though we want to practice that conversation over and over our head all night long, we know exactly what we want to say. We've rehearsed it. We've practiced it. We know. But if you never have it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you had the conversation in your head. You need to show up. You need to have the conversation. You need to at least start. Sometimes, even if the words aren't perfect. I encourage you to focus on being curious rather than focus on being liked. Are you shying away from the conversation because you know it's going to make others uncomfortable, that it might put them and you all in an uncomfortable situation if you have to tell somebody that they're not doing a good job, that they're not pulling their own weight? Are you afraid they're not going to like you? That's not what you want to focus on. Better to focus on being curious. Why is this happening? Why did they do that? What issues and roadblocks are they facing that why the report is late? So think about being curious about the situation rather than it's about you and are they going to look badly upon you? When you're using terms in conversation, we want to make sure we don't use vague terms like you're not doing it enough. Or you do it all the time. Like, be very specific. Like, you expected it to be delivered by the end of the week, and it was not. Define everything as much as you can, rather than using these vague kind of terms. I'm going to tell you to be direct. It's important not to hem all around and just hint at things and hope that people understand. But I will tell you, when you are being direct, make sure to take culture into account. You know, there's some countries that being direct isn't very appropriate. So you do have to take the culture into account and give respect to people that deserve it. You know, you don't just barge in. So just keep that in mind. So we're going to talk about being direct, but I want you to always temper it if need be. Another key around being curious is making sure that you're not judging kind of in advance. I find it's great to ask questions, like help me understand. I don't really get this. Can you help put it together for me? Can you walk me through the process? You want to make sure you understand it to drive that conversation, because sometimes the solution isn't the one that you have in your head. Maybe that perfect conversation you already had last night isn't actually the right conversation anyway. So be careful not to judge and try to learn more from others. And the last thing that really kind of a key to all conversations, especially the difficult ones, is allow some silence. Isn't it amazing when it's quiet that we want to like talk and fill it? I know sometimes I talk too fast. And sometimes having that silence is incredibly useful. If you're having a difficult conversation with somebody, especially if they weren't really knowing that that's what you're going to talk about, sometimes you have to take that true pause. Let them think. Let them digest what you told them. Get their own thoughts together. You know, because you can't expect them to completely react. You've been thinking about this for days, weeks, months, years, maybe. And then you expect them just to have the answer. So be okay with some silence. Be okay when you put your request out there to let people just listen a little bit. So we avoid these conversations all the time. We say we want to avoid hurting relationship. And the reality, when we don't have the conversations, we're already hurting the relationship. So I'm going to challenge you. Don't put them off. Try a few of these techniques. Start with maybe a little bit easier ones and work into it. You can practice these techniques. You don't have to have that most difficult conversation first. But you already are hurting your relationship by not having the conversation. So give it a shot. You really don't have much to lose. Like I said, I have not regretted. Very, very seldom do I say, I never should have even tried. Maybe there's things I could have done differently in the conversation. Maybe I could have prepared differently. But very, very seldom have I ever said it wasn't even worth the effort. Now, that doesn't mean everything has to have a conversation. You know, you do have to maybe pick your battles. Let's say you come across two people fighting. You don't have to put yourself in the middle of it. You know, if you need to take care of yourself and keep yourself safe, maybe that's not the appropriate. Don't butt into someone else's conversation or situation. Keep yourself safe, that kind of thing. But I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. The ones that you really should be having. The conversations that should be going on in your life. Those ones are what we want to talk about. So the first key to having a good conversation is to prepare. Don't just, here's an issue. I was told I should have conversations. I'm going to just have the conversation. Sometimes, like, maybe right now is not the best time. And sometimes it is to speak up in the moment. But sometimes maybe you do need to take some time to prepare. Think about what you want to say and why. And actually, the why is probably more important. It's so funny. We focus on what we want to say. We practice saying it. We maybe write it down. We talk out loud. We talk in the shower. What? I want the perfect words. I want to make my case. I want people to believe me. How much time do you spend when you prepare on the why? It may be more important. In fact, it usually is more important. Let's say you're a manager and you need to talk to an employee. The why might be because we're letting the team down. We're not delivering what we need to the business. We're expected to deliver X and we're not getting there. Like focus on the why, not how bad of a job the employee is doing or they're not meeting their goals. Think about it. What's the why? If you want to have a tough conversation with your neighbor, why are they affecting your life? You wanted to sit outdoors and they're blaring the radio. It doesn't matter what it is, but make sure that you understand it. That you want to make sure when you have that conversation. So let's say you've been planning it in your head. You want to make sure the reason isn't more about you, that you're trying to prove someone wrong, that you're trying to prove yourself right, which is two very close things, but a little bit different. Or you're just being defensive. Well, they did this, so now I'm gonna prove to them, and so I'm on the defense. Like, that's not what you want. That's not why we have conversations. It's not about proving people right or wrong. It's about trying to find a joint way we can move forward, right? And it's really important, like, personally. I think these kind of things, like, being right, trying to convince someone else they're wrong, probably happens more personally. From a business standpoint, it's really like, what's the why? You need to state the problem. How is it impacting others? What must change? Those are the type of things you kind of think of business. It's usually slightly different, but you can have some personal things that show up in business, like maybe someone never emptying the coffee or refilling the coffee pot or something, you know, and you're trying to find out, well, why you take all the coffee and you never start a new pot. Like, so there's some things that you could say, well, more kind of personal that happen at work. But then there's definitely things that, you know, business is a little bit different when you're preparing. So both of them, though, is knowing the why. And this motivation that you have for why you're having the conversation will kind of set the stage and is the foundation as you go forward. Now, when you are talking with people, keep in mind, nobody likes to be told what to do. Sometimes when someone tells you what to do, even when you know they're right, you still don't want to do it. Come on, raise your hand. I'm sure that's been you. Like, you've been there and someone points something out to you and says, hey, you need to do this. And you're like, no way am I doing that. That is our natural reaction. So if you're trying to convince somebody in this difficult conversation, got to be careful because there's a decent chance they're going to resist being convinced. So the more you try to be convincing, the actual chance you might be hurting yourself because people don't like to be told what to do. So keep that in mind as you go forward. You want to stick with facts and you don't want to try to show people that they're wrong. You don't want to tell people what to do. You want to get to some common ground. The other things that you want to make sure you know is, what's your request? Like, why are you having the conversation? Do you need somebody to do something differently? Do you want them to do something for you? Maybe you just want them to acknowledge your feelings or your point of view. That is totally fine. That's a valid reason to have a conversation. Maybe they don't need to do anything differently today, but you need some acknowledgement from them that they understand that your feelings are hurt. Maybe if you're having that conversation with an employee, you need them to deliver that report by next Friday. Whatever the issue might be clear, you know, before you start the conversation, what is that request? If you have an ask, make sure you make that ask. A lot of women have trouble with that. They kind of hint and hem-haw around, but no, if you have an ask, if you have a request, make it and be specific. Is it something they need to do? Is it a decision they need to make? Is it they just need to listen to you and acknowledge and understand that you have a point of view? One thing I encourage you to do before you start the conversation is take some time and think about it from their point of view. I don't think most of us do this enough. I know I need to be reminded sometimes of it. Why did they do it? Whatever they did. You could ask yourselves to list kind of five reasons why they might have thought that was okay. Put yourself in their shoes. Maybe they just didn't know any different. Maybe they didn't know that that was the way stuff was normally done because they had never heard that because they were raised in a different country or something. I don't know what it might be, but take some time and kind of think about why they might be doing it the way they were. Also, I challenge you to think about, too, if whatever the issue is, was it a one-off? Or is this kind of like the way they are in a pattern behavior? Because if it's a one-off, maybe it's something else. I find many times when people's behaviors don't seem to make sense, there's something else going on in their life or at that moment. Maybe they came out of some other meeting that's really bad and then they're just taking it out on you. And that's not appropriate. But keep that in mind. Is this a one-off that, or is it something that, no, this is actually just a pattern behavior that needs to be dealt with. So as you're planning this all, what you should do is practice having these conversations when you can, because that way when you need to have the conversations, you can. Where can you practice? Well, how about when someone asks you what restaurant you want to eat at? Have an opinion, you know, say it, put a request out there. Maybe if the food comes and it's not cooked right, practice asking to get it changed and fixed So often we say, oh, it's good enough. But, you know, if you're not used to making requests, make the request that you want. I have found, right, when I make specific requests, voila, people actually like to help you, because otherwise they're just guessing what you want. And maybe I didn't even know that that was an option. So throughout your life, rather than keep quiet, speak up, even if it's little. Maybe someone gave you change and they're a dollar short. You're like, no big deal. No, practice. Hey, wait, shouldn't we spend a dollar? Or if it rang up incorrectly, like practice speaking up for yourself, even though those conversations can be difficult. And that makes then the conversations that you plan, those difficult conversations, that much easier. So once you're kind of ready to have the conversation, plan the actual conversation. First thing is you want to make sure it's in an appropriate time. Sometimes you can't control it, because sometimes the conversation has to happen in the moment. But if you can, schedule it. Don't like jump it on someone. Let them know, hey, I need to talk to you about your performance. At least ask, hey, is this an okay time? I need to talk to you about something. Like, make sure that it's good. What you don't want to do is completely surprise someone, or you're having a whole meeting or a conversation and there's like throw an important conversation in at the end. You know, you have an hour discussion with someone and the last 10 minutes, hey, I have one thing I really need to talk to you about. That doesn't work. Like, so plan a specific time for this. Make sure the location is good. You know, ideally you can have tough conversations in person. This day and age, that doesn't always work. Sometimes it has to be on video. Maybe it has to be a phone call. But then make sure it's an appropriate time. You don't want to have a conversation with somebody and they are taking it while they're driving someplace to a doctor's appointment, thinking that this was just a check-in kind of meeting, and you want to have an important, serious conversation. The other thing is, know if you need to have a third party involved, legal, HR, a witness. I've had to do this. You know, I've had to bring security in for some difficult conversations sometimes. Like, plan in advance when you need that. So then when you're having the conversation, so you schedule it, you're sitting down, you're having the conversation, make sure you listen. You've already had the conversation in your head, so you don't want to be planning those next things that you wanted to say. Listen to them. And make sure that you're reflecting, as they say, ask questions, be engaged. It makes the conversation go better. You still get your point across, but make sure that it's a two-way conversation, not just you lecturing. Because then it's a demand, right? It's not a conversation. It's not a request. Ask clarifying points when needed. You can ask people, you know, What's the situation? What led to this? What are the obstacles that you're having? Walk me through the process. Whatever that might be, but make sure you ask them questions. Like I said, it's not just you saying, oh, I think I know all the answers. And then when you need to make that request, be clear. Let them know it's a request. Don't hem-haw around. Don't hint. Just hope they got to it. Sometimes people like to sandwich things together when they're making requests. I don't know. Like I've seen it both ways. I've had to give feedback to people, and you try to like say something good, and then you give the tough feedback, and then you try to let them off kind of easy at the end with something kind of positive. The problem with that conversation sometimes is people pick what they want and they focus on the good and not the bad, not what you need them to do differently. So be careful with that. Now you can use sandwich technique where you're talking about like you're going to appreciate something that they did. You make your request and then you acknowledge that your request has some impact, but be careful. A lot of times I like to, hey, if this is a conversation that's tough, let's just talk about the tough stuff. And if it's a positive conversation, I'd like to talk about the positive things. So kind of be either way. Now, when you make a request, you have to know people are going to say like, yes, no, or maybe, or I need more time, or there's going to be some feedback and you have to be okay with that. Some requests that you make, you're going to get a no, and that's okay. So accept that response and know you're not going to get all of them. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be having those difficult conversations. Sometimes when you're having the conversation, you need to take a break and come back at a later date. And that's okay too. Sometimes you just will agree to disagree that you'll never see eye to eye. So be flexible on the final outcome. And then the last thing I want to leave you when you're having these difficult conversations, don't forget about self-care. Difficult conversations take an incredible amount of emotional kind of toll on a lot of people. So take care of yourself before and afterwards. Go get a massage, take a break. You know this is going to take a lot of effort out of you, and I'm going to need some time to recover afterwards. You can do this. You can plan, have the courage to have the conversations, and find out how much better that they can make your life. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe wherever you're listening to this, so that way you get notification when the next episode is released. Check me out on my website, courageofbeseen.com. There you can find my contact information. Send me an email. I'd love to get feedback. I can use that to focus, what we talk about in future episodes. You can check me out on Facebook or Instagram, where I post motivational messages. And so I hope you enjoyed this, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out courageofbeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.